The readings of the eve of Thursday of the Holy Paschal Week, may its blessings be with us all. Amen. The readings of the first hour. From the book of Ezekiel. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the house was full of the Lord's glory. Then I stood, and behold, there was a voice from the house, and a man was standing with me. He said to me, Son of man, you have seen the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the house of Israel forever. No more will the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their leaders, by their fornication or murders of the leaders in their midst. When they set my threshold by their thresholds, and my doorpost by their doorposts, with a wall between them and me, they desecrated my holy name by their lawlessness, and I destroyed them in my anger and with slaughter. Now let them remove their fornication from my presence, and the murders of their leaders, and I will dwell in their midst forever. As for you, son of man, explain this house to the house of Israel, and they will cease from the shame of their sins, and describe to them its vision and its plan. They shall take the chastisements for all the things they did, and you shall describe the house, its design, its exits, and its substance, and all its ordinances. You shall make known its laws to them, and write them out in their sight. Then they will keep all my requirements and all my ordinances and perform them. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters flood my soul. According to your abundant compassion, look upon me. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I received from my Father. Therefore there was a division among the Jews because of these sayings, and many of them said, He has a demon and is mad. Why do you listen to him? Others said, These are not the words of one who has a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the third hour. From the book of Amos. You come to Bethel and act lawlessly and multiply your transgressions in Gilgal. You bring your sacrifice in the morning and your tithes every 3 days. Moreover, outside they read things of the law and call for professions. Proclaim that the children of Israel love these things, says the Lord God. And in all your cities I gave you cleanness of teeth, and in all your places a lack of bread. Yet you did not return to me, says the Lord. And also I withheld rain from you for the 3 months before the harvest. I caused it to rain upon one city while it withheld rain from another. On one field it rained, but where it did not rain, the crops withered. So two or three cities wandered to another city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet, says the Lord, you did not return to me. I struck you with a parching and blight when you multiplied your gardens, your vineyards, your fig trees, and your olive trees. The caterpillar devoured them, yet you did not turn back to me, says the Lord. I sent forth death against you by way of Egypt, and I killed your young men with a sword, together with your captured horses. And in my wrath I brought fire upon your army camps, yet you did not return to me, says the Lord. I overthrew you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you became like a torch that burns out after being plucked out of the fire. Yet even after all this, you did not return to me, says the Lord. Therefore, O Israel, thus shall I do to you, and because I will do thus to you, make yourself ready to call upon your God, O Israel. For behold, I am the one who strengthens the thunder and creates the wind, and proclaims his anointed one to mankind, making the daybreak and the darkness, while treading upon the high places of the earth. The Lord God Almighty is his name. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not despise my supplication. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came, having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves, and said, Why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. and they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish you may do them good. But me you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her." Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he sought how he might conveniently betray him, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the sixth hour. From the book of Amos. O house of Israel, hear this word the Lord has spoken against you, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, "Out of all the families of the earth, I have especially known you. Therefore I shall exact vengeance upon you for all your sins. If two people walk together, will each one not come to know the other? Will a lion roar from his lair in the forest if he has no prey? Will a lion's whelp cry out from his den if he has nothing? Will a bird fall to the earth without a fowler? Will a snare be sprung if it has caught nothing? If a trumpet is sounded in a city, will not the people be alarmed? If evil should be in a city, has not the Lord brought it? For the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals instruction to his servants the prophets. A lion shall roar, and who will not fear? The Lord God speaks, and who will not prophesy? Proclaim it in the regions among the Assyrians and to the lands of Egypt, and say, Gather yourselves to the mountains of Samaria, and behold the many remarkable things in her midst and the oppression that is within her. She does not know the things that will come against her, says the Lord. She stores up injustice and misery in her lands. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, O Tyre, your land round about you shall be made desolate, and your strength shall be sapped from you. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Rescue me from the unjust man who devised wrongdoing in their heart. They arrayed themselves for war all day long. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts in turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the ninth hour. From the book of Ezekiel. Therefore speak to the house of Israel, son of man, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord, Up to this point your fathers provoked me by the transgressions they committed against me. But I led them into the land I swore with an oath to give them, and they saw every high hill and every shade tree. There they sacrificed to their gods, and there they appointed fragrant offerings and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said to them, What is this high place you go to? So they call its name Bama to this day. Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord, Do you defile yourselves with the lawlessness of your fathers, and commit fornication after their abominations? You defile yourselves in the first fruits of your gifts, with all your inventions to this very day. Shall I answer you, O house of Israel? As I live, says the Lord, I will not answer you, nor will an answer occur to your spirit. For it will not be as you say, We will be like the nations and like the tribes of the earth, to worship trees and stones. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord, I will reign over you with a mighty hand, with a high arm, and with anger poured out. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Psalms of David. O Lord my God, in you I hope. Save me from all who pursue me, and deliver me, lest like a lion he snatch away my soul. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? And if he called them gods, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the 11th hour. From the book of Jeremiah. For thus says the Lord, Will not he who falls arise, or he who turns away, will he not return? Why therefore has this my people turned away from me in a shameful way, strengthened themselves in their choice, and were not willing to return? Indeed, give ear and listen. Will they not speak thus? There is no man who repents of his vices, saying, What have I done? The runner ceases to run his race as a sweating horse ceases to run when he is tired. Even the stork in the sky knows her appointed time, as do the turtle dove and the swallow of the field. The sparrows watch for the times of their coming, but my people do not know the judgment of the Lord. How can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? The lying pen becomes vanity for the scribes. Wise men are put to shame and convicted, for they rejected the word of the Lord. What wisdom is in them? Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. In God is my salvation and my glory. He is the God of my help, and my hope is in God. For he is God my Savior, my protector. I shall be shaken no more. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Then Jesus cried out and said, He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Glory be to God forever. Amen.